the spring chick himself. This is W4NGU.
Good afternoon, Phil. Yeah, spring chicken. That is funny. Let me turn my radio down here. How you doing?
You want to get something to eat?
Want to get a stitch taken out of my stomach, hopefully. Which I don't know if they will or not. It's raising its ugly head after, 28 years, I think. And it's starting to stick me. I had one other one taken out a long time ago in the doctor's office. He just jerked it out with a little lidocaine. I hope they do the same with this one, Phil. But nothing serious on the agenda. Daughter had surgery yesterday on her hip for a torn tendon. It was rather deep, and that went fine, and she's home and working it remotely for General Electric right now. How's your day?
General Electric? Yeah, I knew she worked there. It's going pretty good, Tom. I need to get out, though. But I got some needle nose and some alcohol. If you want to save some money, I'll get that stitch out.
Well, you know, you can touch it right there on my tummy and feel it, and it feels like a needle sticking out. So it probably wouldn't be that hard. I got the hemostats for heat sinks for electronics. That's what that doctor used back up in Kansas years ago. Well, you have a good day. That was a beautiful cake. I call it a cake, but it was all flowers. And the kids had never seen anything like that in their lives, and neither had I. And it was a work of art, Phil, and more than I deserved. Take care. W4NGU, N0TR.
It was a work of art. See you, man. W4, never give up, clear.
22T, N0TR, mobile. 0TR, clear.
Your Tom, W4WOZ.
The man from Waz. How you doing, old friend?
Bad, not too bad. Trying to warm up the shack out here today. That's where you hear all that noise. That's my little heaters running. I'm doing all right, though. I've had some antenna problems, but I think the weather gets better. I'll be able to take care of that. Oh, no, I don't get up on the roof anymore. I have to get somebody to do that now.
Two of us. I was just 76 years old yesterday, and I got up there last year, and I said, that's the last year, just to take the weed blower and blow the gutters out. So I opted to cut that tree down, and I don't have that problem anymore. But you're sounding great. I no longer have that J-pole that you made me about 14 years ago. I give it to another amateur, but I don't even remember who now. But about as good a one as I ever seen.
Well, some things are built to last, I suppose. Some are not. The problem I was having, this windstorm that went through, one of the elements on my quad has broke, just one of them. And it's real fine stuff, man, little stuff. So I'm the deal is to get up there and splice it back together. Because it's just a reflector, but either way, I don't want it up there flopping around.
Over the years, quads are known for that. I talked to a guy in Yellowknife, Yukon Territory last night, and I told Bernice, I said, I don't know why, but I haven't talked to the Yukon Territory in about 30 years, and I put it in my software. It was 1998 that I talked to him on 17 sideband, and whatever that figures out to be. And then it'll be about 26 years, I think, in my head. And then I talked to him last night on 17 CW, And one of the things he was asking about was, he had a picture of his quad. And he says, if anybody's coming up here to the Yukon Territory, that would you please stop in, I think it was Manitoba, and pick up some pieces to repair his quad. And I thought that was ironic.
They are kind of special made, I suppose. One theory compared to another theory. Mine, I've been talking on, 12 years maybe. I don't know, somewhere like that. And before I got this double stack, I had just a single four-element quad for 2 meters. I talked on it for quite a while, too. It's still up there, but I don't use it right now. W4WOZ.
Well, they are a great antenna. There's nothing wrong with them. I had a friend on Citizens Band way back in the 70s, and he had stepped on a landmine and was blind in Vietnam, and he had one up called a Moonraker, and boy, that thing had like, I don't know, 23 dB of gain or something. It was incredible. He could blank out all 23 channels. But I'm here, Mr. Wallace, and it's a pleasure talking to you today, and don't be a stranger. I got to pull in here and go see the doctor here and see if maybe they can jerk this stitch out of my stomach, but I doubt it. They don't want to do an MRI or CT scan or send you to a surgeon or spend a few thousand. Take care, my friend. W4WOZ and 0TR Cliff.
Tom, okay, I see you're out and about, so please be careful out there, buddy. Good talking to you, as always. And, I'm in and out. I've been doing PSK-31 for a while. We'll talk about that another time. 7-3 from the land was W4WOZ.